Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Parshios Va'era and Bo, the Parshios of the Makos, deal significantly with the Chartumim, magicians, sorcerers, and the ability to do and complete and to imitate that which Moshe and Aaron were doing. Of course, once we reach the third Makah, the Makah of Kinim, the Chartumim understood Etzba Elokim hi, the Chartumim, the magicians, the sorcerers of the Egyptians, understood very clearly that was the hand of God. But nonetheless, it still begs the question, how do we understand magic? What is the role of sorcery? Did they have power? Is there power? And how exactly does that work? And more specifically, in our context, I'd like to raise the question about practically and contemporarily going to magic shows, learning magic tricks, and whether you do so professionally, recreationally, what is the halachic response to magic in general. But let me begin with a comment of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. In his Sefer Emes LeYaakov, the beginning of Parshas Vayera asks the question, Al Dvar HaSheela, Madua Bizmanenu Chadlu HaMechashvim? Why today do we no longer see sorcery, sorcerers, real magicians? Gam HaShedim Ne'elamu V'gam HaDibukim SheSipru Lanu Avaseinu. We've heard about Dibukim, we've heard about Shedim, all of these what types of magicians and sorcery? Where did it all go? We read about it in Tanakh. The Rambam writes about it, and the Rambam says it's not true in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph. But nonetheless, we've heard about Dibukim. We've heard about Shedim. We've heard about all of these types of powers that exist in the cosmos and in the world. And of course, in Parshas Ve'erim, but we read about the Chartumim. If it's true, if it existed, what happened? And Rabbi Yaakov lays down a very fundamental principle and explains, Ze l'uma ze elsa elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Kedusha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time makes Tumah. Kol ha-mikudosh mechavero mechulol mechavero. Where there's enormous and intense Kedusha, there's almost also very sincere and very intense Tumah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that specifically and purposefully to make sure that the Umos Olam also have their chance, and also to make sure that everybody has Bechira Chavshis. Lo kam Navi b'Yisrael kemoshe od, but the Chazal say, aval b'umos ha'olam kam v'zehu bilam ben b'or. The Goyim also had to have their Moshe Rabbeinu. They also had to have their prophet. They also had to have Bechira. They also have to have a choice. And they also have to be able to say that we could have, we should have, and we will. And never ever will they ever be able to say, well, you had Moshe Rabbeinu, we didn't have anybody. The answer is you did have. And therefore says Rabbi Yaakov, kol zman shehayse nevua hayu mofsim nasim alidei kshafim. When there was nevua, when there was absolute clarity, when there was a bas kol, when there was prophecy, during those holy years, there always was also tumah, there was kshafim, there was dibukim. However, v'achar kach mikem and shoy mishdamshim bebaskol hayu gamken kochos ne'eloyim chetziyam ruchanim kmo shedim. They also had these intense types of tumah dekashedim. And therefore there were mofsim and there were mechashefim and there were also chartumim. However, today when we have lost all of those powers, baskol, nevuah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking through prophets and through all these incredible human beings that existed, neviim and nevios and gedolei Yisrael who had certain powers, the tanoim and the amoraim, therefore no longer do we have the chartumim, no longer do we have dibukim, no longer do we have shedim. And thus explains Rabbi Yaakov, that's the reason that the Rambam writes, both in the Perush Mishnayos in the fourth parak of Avodah Zarah, as well as in Yad HaChazaka, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perak Yud Aleph, that Shedim don't have any Achiza B'Metzios, and it's all Sheker, says the Rambam. The Rambam denied, of course, he was a philosopher, and he denied all of these types of powers. But it says, Rabbi Yaakov, the reason is that at the end of the day, the Rambam knew that in Chazal, the Tanoim and the Maraim, they were able to be Mechayim Mason. There are Gemaras Mefurashos that speak about that. However, when the Rambam says Kulo Sheker, he's talking about for our generation. 1,000 years ago, even at the times of the Rambam, that didn't exist. And therefore, the Rambam denies those supernatural powers. But of course, it did exist. And it was feasible and was possible. And Rabbi Yaakov finishes his essay in Emes LeYaakov, the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, saying, V'nizkarti, I recall Kishayisi Bekelm. When I learned in the Kelm Yeshiva, I saw that it was written in the name of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, quoting the Chafetz Chaim, who said that the Dibuk Achron, the last Dibuk, that was very well known that took place during the times of the Chafetz Chaim would be the last one. A dibuk is some sort of attack on a human's body by an outside source. And it says the Chafetz Chaim, the reason for that was ki kol shetiktan koach haTorah v'haruchnias kein tiktan koach haTuma. When ruchnias, spirituality, and real spirituality exists, the koach haTuma also exists. But as a result of the weakening of Torah and ruchnias in the 1900s, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, as quoted by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, quoting the Chafetz Chaim, explained that the last dibuk we saw will no longer exist due to our Yeridas Hadoros. However, Rabbi Yaakov concludes and writes, "BeEmes, however, afilu b'yameinu, maybe even contemporarily, in places where there are Yehudim chadurim b'amuna utmimim b'maaseim, Jews who are earnest and sincere and who are really kadosh, 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 it's possible she'etzlam yakoach letuma koach nosaf ki zel umaze aselokim." Says Rabbi Yaakov, it's possible, it's feasible, it's even potential for there be koach atuma, this form of chartumim, these astrologers and these magicians may still exist today, even in places where there are Jews who really are doing what they were supposed to do. So let's take a closer look now, based upon the comments of Rabbi Yaakov and based upon the psukim in Parshas Vayera, dealing, addressing with the chartumim. They were able to mimic the makos of dam and svardeya, unable to mimic the mako of kinim. We can see and we found that a mate was turned to a nachash, a stick, and a staff was turned to a snake, and vice versa. Moshe Rabbeinu stuck his hand into his pockets and out emerged tzaras. So we see there are special supernatural powers. But does that still exist today? And the Gemara says, Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Samech Zayin Mabez, Amalei Rav L'Rabbi Chiya. Rav said to Rabbi Chiya, Lididi chazili hahutaya. I saw a certain Arab merchant, the Shakle L'Safir Savagai V'Legmala. I saw him take a sword and chop up a camel. Vitarafle Bitavla Vikam. And then he rang a bell and the camel got right back up. Amalei, Rabbi Chiya said to Rav, Labasar Hachi Damu Parsa Mihave. When the camel got back up, did you see blood and excrement all over? And he responded, no. Therefore, Rav responded to Rabbi Chiya and said, Elahahu achizas einayim have. That's simply quick eyes and quick hands, and that's not really something that holds weight. And thus, don't take that so seriously. If you don't see excrement and you don't see blood when he was chopping up this camel, it can't be that that's reality. That can't be that's real. That's some form of magic. So is what we refer to in Chazal, as the Gemara here does, Maseches Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin Mabez, Achiza Seinayim, a quick hand, tricking the eyes, is there any significance to that? It's what we would call today magic. And what's what we refer to, it's what we see. These forms of tricks, is there anything wrong with that? The Rambam, in his Mitzvah Lo Sase, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, addressing the Isser of sorcery, besides writing that sorcery is prohibited, you can't be a ma'one and a menachesh, you can't believe in any of these things, because these supernatural powers are not things that we believe, and they're not things that are true, and there are Isurim D'Araisa about them. However, writes the Rambam in Lav Lo Lamed Beis, U'bichlal Hazharazu, falling within the category of this is Poel HaChartumim, sorcerers and magicians who do tricks, and therefore who min gadol min hatachbula mechuber elav kalos hatnua b'yad and she's damel anashim shase inyanim ein amitus lehem. They could fool you with a trick of their hands, with a card trick, or doing something majestic or magical, quick, smart, and fast. That's usher, even though there's no sorcery, there's no powerful supernatural force. However, it's still prohibited, says the Rambam. Kmo shnira osam yase tamet shika chevel v'yasim oso b'knaf bigdo lefneham yotziu nachash. They'll take a rope and they'll put it into their clothing, and out will come a snake. V'yashrich tabas la'avri, says the Rambam, will throw a ring into the air v'achar kach yotziu mipi adam acher min omdim lefanav, and they'll take that ring out of somebody else in the audience. These incredible magicians are able to stun and marvel crowds. Somebody who does this is called achizas einayim, who min kishuf. It's a form of magic, it's a form of sorcery, and one receives lashes for doing such a thing. And there's also another element. You're fooling somebody, you're tricking something, but it's called gnevas das. And then the Rambam concludes the lav lamed beis by saying that it's a terrible thing to do. You shouldn't do such a thing. You could could fool kids, you could fool parents, you could fool women and children and adults. It's inappropriate. It's gnevas das. V'yafsit sichlam v'yashivam l'hamin hanimra v'yosu efshar shiyah v'havin zeh, says the Rambam. You're going to fool people, you can confuse people. It's not right, it's not appropriate, and shouldn't be done. Not only does the Rambam paskin that achiza seinai, magicians and tricks as such, are considered to be an isser d'araisa, but also in Hilchos of Orozara, Perek Yud Aleph, Halachos Tes and Tesvav, the Rambam writes the same thing. The Beis Yosef in Yeradeh Simon Kufay and Tes, quoting the grandson of the Rambam, Rabbi Yeshua Hanagid, as well as the Bach to Simon Kufay and Tes, the Ramon and Tshuva and Simon Samech Zayin, as well as the Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Nun, explain that there are two Isurim that are taking place. There's an Isur to use absolute Kishuf, which means sorcery and some sort of external power, but there's also a lav called Achizas Einayim, and Achizas Einayim means a trick of the hand and a sleight of the hand. What we call magic today, that's also considered to be an Isur D'Oraisa, according to the Rambam, both in the Minyan HaMitzvos Lav Lamed Beis, as well as in Hilchos of Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph. This is the way the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo understands, the way the Bach, Rabbi Yol Circus understands, the way the Raman is Tshuva Moshe Isolis in Tshuva Samach Zayin. And if you take a look, as well as I noted in the Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Reish Nun, along with the Minchas Chinuch, they all understand the Pshat in the Rambam, and this is how they posit and paskin the halacha that achizas einayim, a sleight of the hand, magic tricks, card tricks, and the like, are all asr. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Yoredes and Kuf Ayin Tes the halachas of Ma'oneinu Mechashiv, the halachas of sorcery? Says the Mechaber, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tesvav, Ochez es ha'inayim asr. Anybody who does magic, it's prohibited. And the Shach and Sifkat and Yud Zayin, commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Bach, quoting the Rambam, Degam achizas einayim she'enu al yidei kishuf. Even if you're doing a magic trick without absolute supernatural powers, Rak al yidei marav etachbulas al yidei kalos hatnu biyad asur. If you're doing a magic trick with your hand, with your eyes, and with any power that one may have, any trick that one has learned, any trick that one has studied, even though it's not absolute kishuf, it's not sorcery, the way the Torah refers to sorcery, but it's achizas einayim, it's a sleight of the hand, and that, says the Shach, based upon the Bach, is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber of Yosef Karo, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, Sif Tezayin, along with the Shach, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, and that is how the Shach paskins. He concludes by quoting the Raman, the Tshuva that we noted earlier, that magic is prohibited for this reason. If you skip ahead a few generations, the Chachmas Adam, Rabbi Avram Danzik, in his classic work in the Chachmas Adam, Simen Pei Tes Sivav, also quotes the Rambam Lahalacha, Mila B'Mila, word for word, that we had cited, and writes as follows. Umizet Tiran, based upon the Rambam, it would seem, She'osan Habadchanim, jokesters, people who are hired and do tricks. She'osim kidvarim elu ala chasunos. They're hired to go do tricks at weddings. V'nikraim, he writes in Yiddish, tishenspieler. They're people who play by the tables and they do magic tricks. Overim belav d'araisa, says the Chachmas Adam a little bit over 100 years ago. They're over in Isra d'araisa. V'hametzuva la'asosan, those who hire them, over mishum leifneiver. You can't hire a magician. Ulechein, says the Chachmas Adam, mi shebiado limchos, Tzarech Limchos, somebody who has the power to stop this behavior and to tell any individual not to do so, that is the right thing to do. He should be moche, should critique and challenge these people that it should not be done. V'chol shekein sh'asu l'staka v'l'rosam. You can't go to a magic show. You can't go to a magic trick. And if there's a wedding that's taking place where they've hired such people, it's prohibited and it's asr. However, the Chachmas Adam says there is one heter. Avalim hu goyish ose, nearly the mutter liros. If it's a goyish magician and he's doing it, that would be okay to do. This is the very, very important, powerful psak of the Chachmas Adam, Klal Pei Tes Sivav. It's quoted almost verbatim by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who notes this psak of the Chachmas Adam. Take a look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Shlomo Gansfried, Simen Kuf Samech Vav Sif Dalet. How about contemporarily? How did the poskim go? And what is the psak contemporarily among the poske gedolei derenu? Rabbi Avadya Yosef in two tshuvas, both in Yabi Omer, Chelek Hei Simen Tes, as well as in his Yechavidas, Chelek Gimel Sameches, as well as the Shevet Levi Rav Ozner, Chelek Hei Simen Chavtes, they aser behechleit, lock, stock, and barrel. Rabbi Avadja, Rav Ozner both write, it's uncontested, there is nothing to talking about. Achizas einayim, a sleight of the hand, according to the Rambam, and this is the Psak, they note of the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Ramah and the Shach, as well as the Sefer Chinuch, and they quote directly from the Chachmas Adam, all magic is prohibited, it's sleight of the hand, it's fooling people, it's tricking people. And to such an extent, says Rabbi Avadja, it would be usher to do sarachasana, like the Chachmas Adam, as well as on Purim, where people are lighter and there's levity, and people are taking it easier and doing more shtick. It's even usher, and even al yidei goy. So Rabbi Avadja says, not like the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam is mekel, that you could have a non-Jewish magician. However, he writes, says Rabbi Avadja, that even al yidei goy, it's usher. And his classic work, Tamim Tia, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shlita of Yerushalayim, writes that it also is prohibited. And he quotes many, many G'dolei HaPoskim throughout the generations. For hundreds of years, the practice has been to prohibit such behavior, not to engage in magic, not to learn magic, not professionally, not recreationally, and you should also not go to such a magic show. However, there's a major monumental tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein printed in Orach Chaim, in Yoredei Chelek Dalet, Simen Yud Gimel, a tshuva to Rav Daniel Neustadt. And Rav Moshe deals and addresses this shaila, as he always does, with extraordinary, careful analysis of the issue. And he notes the Beis Yosef, he notes the Bach, he quotes the Shach, and he recognizes that G'dolei Yisrael, from as early as the Rambam, up until and including the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, and the Chachmas Adam, all Aser. However, writes Rav Moshe, Zevadai Tavar Tamua. How can it be that this is Aser? She Ashaich Isel Mishetivo Bekalus Atnua Beyoser She Misnaik Bekalus Tnua Shlo. If somebody has the ability to do something incredible and amazing, he could pull off a trick. You're going to tell me that that's prohibited? He's a magician. He has some sort of unique talent. It's a talent. It's not a power. It's not supernatural. Is that really prohibited? Asks Rav Moshe, and he further proves this from Tanakh. The Ha'achim Sholchul and Naftali the Mitzrayim. Didn't the brothers send Naftali back to Egypt, Lahavi Shtar Mechirim Esav LeYaakov Al Chelko Barmas Machpelah, to show the document of sale from Esav to Yaakov, that Yaakov has a place in Maras Machpelah? Harei the Hayamutter. Why did they send Naftali? Because he was so fast, he was so quick. Just because he's fast and quick, is that considered to be achizas einayim, a sleight of the hand? He had a power. He was quicker. He was faster. V'gam Shimshon hayamutul l'shtamish b'gvurosa mershunah shloshayach zeklalios binji. Shimshon had incredible, incredible strength. Shayavad neidavar tamul inchi. Nobody could believe what Shimshon could do. Nobody said that what Shimshon was doing was inappropriate. He wasn't doing anything wrong. You're going to tell me there's an Isser D'Oraisa for Shimshon and for Naftali to do the things that they did? Vim Cain asks Rav Moshe, Maishna inin hativi shenasan Hashem Yisbarach le'echad bekalas hatnu shlo shayach le'esor afel mother Ramanan. So let's say somebody is able to figure out and to learn magic tricks and to read the books and to figure out how to do different, unique, powerful, incredible, insightful things. Why should there be an Isser? Even not midrabanan. V'kolshken shlo shayach she'alzeh lavdi raisa u'malkus? Asks Rav Moshe this question. Rav Moshe continues and he goes on and he thinks that it's very, very difficult to prohibit such behavior. However, at the end of his tshuva, Rav Moshe writes, "Zeu ma shamarti b'zeh derech limud." This is what I'm writing in a conversation and in the written word from a halachic basis. Avalohaya hadavar yatsi mimeni b'horash shei l'lamaisa. But I would never be mekil halacha l'maisa. Ki b'chol ofen emishaker ha'osa zev omesh osa dvarm shlo kiderech hateva hareish l'esor. If a person is pretending that he's able to do this, really? That's prohibited. Dayachol hatos inshi achrav lachzich lishba mofis, because he could come on and people could attempt to think that this person is really a magician, is really magical, and he's really supernatural powers. Vinish kazehu vadi yishenu roi lulmo mimaisav. And such a person you should never learn from. Af kishlohi mishaker v'kol shekein kimishaker. And Rav Moshe continues, Avalim omrim shosim b'derech tivi. However, if the magician and this individual who is able to pull off these tricks tell people that he's doing so in a natural way, v'chein hu yaduah mafursam, and if it's well known that this person has just studied the trade, eini rab is ashum iser, I don't see any problem. Aval al kol panim, says Rav Moshe, lahora lamaisa halach lamaisa, if you're asking me, lo bal yadi in yedzeh v'lo shamati shebekan osim batchanas bechlal, I've never seen it done, and I don't see that people are doing this at weddings. If somebody came and asked me this question practically, halacha lamaisi, hayisi mishtamatnim ben pei kavod rabbosein ha'osrim. Says Rav Moshe, something I'm at least not familiar with in his other tshuvas, I wouldn't answer the question. I would brush it aside. I wouldn't be prepared to be makel because gedolei ha'achronim and gedolei rishonim aser, the chachma sadim, the kitzur shochnar, the bach, the beis yosef, the ramah, the chinuch, the rambam. How, says Rav Moshe, can I say that it's mutter after gedolei rishonim and achronim say that it's aser? V'imlohaya efshar lishtamet, and if I was forced to answer the question and I couldn't get around it, hayisi mored b'derech tivi v'yadua mefursam shu derech tivi shemutar. If it becomes clear to everybody that somebody is doing something naturally and he learned this trick, then it would be okay. Furthermore, says Rav Moshe, a person should be careful and cautious, especially with children that think that this person is supernatural, has kochos, and has incredible ability. Watch out and be careful. I refer you finally to the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe Sternbach, Chelek Aleph, Tshuvas Va'anagos Simen Tuf Nun Hei, who writes that he heard of something very similar to what Rav Moshe writes from the Chazon Ish. Says Rav Sternbach, Chen Siper Lichami Zatzal, my father-in-law told me, Sheshama Bipi Rabbeinu HaChazon Ish, that he heard directly from the Chazon Ish, She'en Baze Isser Kishuf Kishiyodim U'makirim She'en Zele Kishuf Mamish Rak Chochmos V'tzarech Bir. Supposedly, as Rav Sternbach writes, he heard from his father-in-law, who heard from the Chazon Ish, that if everybody knows and understands what this person is doing, it's not supernatural, it's not kishuf, it's not sorcery, but it's something that he learned, and it's a trade, and a trait, and a strength that this person has, and everybody knows that, it would be okay. Uladina Nira says, Rav Sternbach, and he concludes his tshuva, Simen Tuf Nun Hei, Shebavadi Isser Gamer Kishalomakim. If nobody knows and it's not discussed and it's not written or it's not articulated that this has been studied, Al Kolpanim Pnei Miras Ein De Kishuf. Avalim Modia Mufurash Shein Ze Kishuf Rachachma Shekol Echad Yachol Lilmod. If the magician says, everybody could learn this, I could teach you how to do this trick too. And sometimes magicians will teach a trick. You have to write a letter. You, the magician, needs to tell the audience that I've studied this, I've learned this. You could do it too. I'll even show you how to do it. So therefore, something that we take for granted, that magic is mutter, magic shows are mutter, learning magic, professional recreation, it's all okay. The poskim and halacha seems to say just the opposite. From the Rambam to the Gemara, from the Beis Yosef to the Bach, to the Sefer Chinuch to the Ramah, to the Shulchan Aruch to the Shach, to the Chachma Sadim and Gdoli Poskes Menenu, and Rav Avadya's Tshuvas and Rav Ozna's Tshuvas, Rav Moshe's Tshuvas and the Chazon Ish, all who seem to indicate clearly that it's Usser. The caveat being that Alidei Goy, the Chachmas Adam, paskins that it's mutter, although Rav Avadya indicates Alidei Goy is still Asur. However, what does seem from Rav Moshe Sternbach as well as from Moshe Feinstein, each of their independent tshuvas, as long as you tell the audience and show the audience how you do something and that it's not simply supernatural, but you can do it too, that would seem to be permitted. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a great week.